You're listening to SBS News.
Libby Rose was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 3 years ago. Managing her blood glucose level is part of her daily routine.
It's difficult as I want to be a carefree teenager again, but it's manageable, it is, but it is very hard knowing that my friends can eat whatever they want without having to think about it, whereas I'm constantly thinking about it 24/7.
Around 120,000 Australians have type 1 diabetes. It's an autoimmune disease in which the body's immune system mistakenly destroys insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. A clinical trial by Melbourne St Vincent's Institute of Medical Research is set to test a treatment intended to reduce the destruction. The trial's co-investigator, Professor Helen Thomas, says that could result in diabetics needing to take fewer doses of insulin.
Just after diagnosis, the people still have a very significant number of cells in their body that are still able to make insulin. They're just not enough there to make enough insulin, and so they become diagnosed with diabetes. And those cells are really important to protect, and that's what our trial is hoping to do, to protect those cells.
The drug being tested is baricitinib. Lead investigator of the trial, Professor Tom Kay, says it's already being used to treat another autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis.
Because these drugs are already on the market, and because they've been used in children for various other diseases also, and because they're well tolerated, they have relatively few side effects, the path to using them clinically should be easier than otherwise if we had to get the drugs established from scratch.
The Bandit trial wants to enrol 83 people in Melbourne and Adelaide between the ages of 12 and 30 who've been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in the last 100 days. Insulin has been used to treat type 1 diabetes for almost 100 years. But Dr. Dorota Pawlak, Chief Scientific Officer at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF Australia, says it comes with the risk of long-term complications,
including eye damage, kidney damage, nerve damage, and also have long-lasting depression and mental issues associated with managing a very difficult condition throughout the lifetime.
The clinical trial will take 2 years. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.